Well, I've got two very lovely ladies sitting opposite me this morning, Carol Turvey and Sue McClintock from the Royal Tunbridge Wells District Indoor Bowls Club, better known as the Royals. So we're going to have a word with Carol first. She is the secretary. Hello, Carol.
Good morning.
So being a secretary of a club like this, I'm assuming it's quite involved. Does it keep you busy?
It does keep me busy. More because I get myself involved in things probably that I shouldn't get involved in, but overcommit. It's just such a good place to be, and you just want to see it thrive and move on, so you get more involved as you go along, really.
So as a secretary, are you anything like me? Because I get myself into all sorts of bits of trouble. You know, people ask you sort of questions and things, or get you involved in stuff. Are you something along the same lines?
Yeah, originally I took the job as being just taking minutes and just doing a bit of secretarial work, but I've suddenly found myself doing far more things, like appearing here today.
Oh, but come on, it's
good
fun.
Which is great. There's lots of pluses to it, for sure.
Always. Yeah. Thank you very much, Carol. Now, let's have a chat with Sue, who's the chairman, Sue McClintock. Hello, Sue.
Hello, good morning.
Morning. How are you? You all right? Everything good?
Yeah, good.
Tell us a little bit about the Royals. I like to call it the Royals, because it sounds very poached,
doesn't
definitely,
it? Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us about the Royal Tunbridge Wells District Indoor Bowls Club.
Well, Tunbridge Wells is best kept secret, to be perfectly honest. We're based in Hawkenbury. We've been there since 1986.
Wow.
And every single person that comes in the door says, I never even knew it was here, and we've been there for over 30 years.
That is a really big secret, isn't it?
It is a big secret, a very big secret. We're based up in Hawkenbury, built really by the reason being there used to be one rink of bowling in Tunbridge Wells in Upper Grosvenor Road.
Yeah.
And now some gentlemen got together and decided that they needed more space, needed more room, and the District Bowls Club was born, really, in 1986.
Wow, that sounds like you really got this thing together now, this bowls club together.
Yeah, running really well. We've got a varied amount of members. You can join from 8 years old to 80 plus, in fact 90 plus we've got now, 90 year olds.
Wow, playing. So how does, okay, adults I can see that, yeah, rolling, they're the woods, aren't they? They're called the woods, yeah, they're rolling.
Well,
I was going to say the bowls, rolling the bowls, but
well,
I know I get in trouble.
They're bowls really these days, because they're not, originally they were made of wood, now they're made of plastic, a composite material, and they're a shape of a bowl. They're not round. There's
oh, no.
a shape to them.
Are they like overly or something?
Well, you've got a bias on one side, which is what makes the bowl draw in, because it's flat green bowling.
Okay.
Rather than 10-pin or crown green, we're flat green bowling.
Okay. When I've seen bowls before, I always imagined they had tilted sides, and that's how you got the ball. You sort of rolled it along the side and it came down again.
No, you just roll it like a tennis ball, only it's bigger and heavier, but it's the shape of the bowl that creates the draw. Yeah.
See, I've learned something today now, haven't I? I've learned something. Now, what sort of age, what ability do you need to do this?
You don't need any of it. As long as you can walk and bend, you're there. Or if you're disabled,
can it be done from a wheelchair? That's where we was going. Excellent.
No, you can do it with a wheelchair. There's disability walking sticks. It sounds a bit...
There's all sorts of aids.
There's all sorts of things that you can use. Yes, the green is quite precious. To buy a underlay and a green would be something in excess of £50,000.
When you say underlay and a green...
Well, it's a carpet.
Oh, is it? It's not like grass, indoor grass or anything.
No. It's not the same top as a snooker table, but it's a green, very fine green carpet on top of an underlay. And as I say, the cost of having a whole new green is probably in excess of £50,000.
And you've got six rinks.
It's as big as a football pitch. You know, it's quite big. It's a huge building.
Do you know, it's something I've never done. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to come back and have another chat with you in a second about it. It's very, very interesting. Thank you very much for talking to me, Sue. Let's go back to the Royal Tunbridge Wells District Indoor Bowls Club, and you can find that on the internet, better known as the Royals. And I'm going to talk now to the secretary, Carol Turvey. Hello, Carol.
Morning.
Morning. Now, I've been thinking about, could I go there and have sort of, I'm really trying to be cheeky and say, could I have a free trial or anything like that?
Absolutely, yes. We're trying to encourage people to come along. Anybody that's listened to the radio and listening to us now, please come along. We can offer 4 free sessions for you to come and try the bowls. You can either just turn up and be very, very welcomed, or you can phone up and book in for a session and try it. You don't need any equipment other than you need the right shoes, but in the first initial times you can just do that in socks. We're quite precious about the green, as it is quite expensive and needs to be looked after, but just come along. All you can do is just have a little go. We've got all the equipment there for you to try, any age, any sex. It's from kids right up to the 90s. If you're feeling lonely and fed up and you're on your own and suddenly find yourself on your own, come down there. You'll get a great welcome down there, and you know, opportunity to try a new sport, meet new friends, and you know, perhaps have a drink or a coffee or something, but meet new people.
Oh, it must be good as well. If you're sitting at home on your own, you're wondering what to do with yourself. I mean, there's quite a few people like that. It must be good for sort of mental well-being and that as well. Does it sort of keep you?
Absolutely, keeps your mind occupied. And to be honest with you, it's something I thought I'd never be interested in, but started it and totally addicted now. You get a wet and windy, horrible afternoon and you think, what are we doing sitting here? Let's go down the bowls club. If there's not a rink free, which is usually the case, we can get on somewhere, but you have a cup of coffee and you're chatting to friends or you're watching what they're doing and learning new techniques and learning how to do it even more. Great.
So does everybody have the same size bowls?
No, there's various sizes of bowls, and for the kids, obviously, they have a much smaller, lighter weight bowl.
Okay.
And then it's down to your ability and, you know, the size of your hands, or whether you've got, if you've got arthritis, you'll have perhaps a slightly smaller bowl. But, you know, there's plenty of equipment down there. No matter who you are, what you are, you can have a go.
Sounds like a really good time, to be honest. And it'll get you out as well. Will it keep you fit, though?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to be able to bend a bit, but, you know, even if you're slightly disabled, there's all sorts of other aids and things that you can use to be able to bowl. Even in a wheelchair, people can, use to be able to bowl. But, yeah, to be able to bend, and you're, instead of sitting in the chair and watching television, get out there and have a go and just bend and just bowl these things. And, yeah, first couple of times you might find you got a bit of shoulder ache, but after that, you know, it's got to be good for you, isn't it?
The body adapts, doesn't it? So you might get a little ache at the start of it, but it's nothing really. And the body will adapt, and that'll be it. You'll be doing it. And there's always things, if you're going to sit indoors and you're sitting in front of the telly, that's all you're going to do, isn't it? You're just going to sit
there.
Doing
that too.
Oh, of course you can. Well, at least if you get up and go out and do something, it's got to be good for your health and also your mental health as well.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Carol. We're going to come back and talk to Sue in a moment or two. I'm one of those lucky presenters because I've got 2 lovely ladies sitting opposite me. And Sue is the chairman of the Royal District Wells, the Royal Tunbridge Wells District Indoor Bowls Club, the Royals. Hello again, Sue.
Hello again.
Hello. I've been wondering, what are your opening times? Are you open summer, winter? What times do you open?
No, we're open all year round. We're very lucky. There's obviously not open on Christmas Day or...
not Christmas Day? No, what sort of organisation are you?
No, not Christmas Day, and not over Easter. But apart from that, open every single day.
Oh, wow.
9 o'clock in the morning till 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
You've got quite a social scene going on as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got a great social team. They're always working very hard to do things within the club, which obviously generates money from the bar, etc., and the restaurant. But they're very keen also. We go away in the summer probably for trips down on the Thames, you know, those lovely trips that you can get on a boat
on
trip
a boat,
down the
trip.
Yeah, through Richmond. We've done all of that. We've been to... Oh, what's that house called on the Thames?
The wet house?
No.
I just...
No.
Tell me about the quiz night you got coming
up. Quiz nights, yeah, well, they're the in-house things. So there's quiz night coming up in January.
28th?
Yeah,
Saturday 28th,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah. Full squad of teams we've got there, tables of six,
yeah,
come along, and their general knowledge questions organised by the team. The obligatory bottle of wine as the winners,
oh,
I think,
nice,
and stuff like that. Good fun, because there's teams that do silly answers and teams that do serious answers. So that's a good evening. We've also got a group coming, a musical group coming, and we have a meal.
Called the Heartbeat.
Yeah. They're local, very local.
And that's
Heartbeat.
In February, isn't it?
Yeah, February they come. Play 60s music, I think, predominantly.
Nice.
And it's lovely to have a live group, see them playing their instruments, and you know, there's a drum kits and there's bass guitars. It's really nice to see that.
Everybody gets up and
gets
has
up
a little
and has
bit,
a dance,
of a boogie,
bit of a boogie
as well.
Yes, yeah, they all get up for a bit of a boogie. And then there's all the traditional stuff that we have a bingo evening, and there's crib, there's Scrabble nights, all sorts of things are available to do up there, really. It's a good social club.
And that's
really
what you want, isn't,
yeah,
it, really? If you're,
yeah,
going to join anything,
yeah,
like the Royals, then,
yeah,
you want the social side as well, because,
yeah,
that's what makes it work,
absolutely,
doesn't it?
Absolutely. It makes a good community.
We are back with the lovely ladies. We've got Carol Turvey and Sue McClintock. Carol is the secretary, and Sue, of course, is the chairman or chairperson. I think I should be correct here and say the chairperson of the Royals, the Royal Tunbridge Wells District Indoor Bowls Club. Now, let's go to you, Carol. Carol, can you tell me about the art group? You've got an art group there, haven't you?
Yes, we have. On a Tuesday, the in-house art group meet, and, there's no instruction as such. They all just help each other and just produce some really good artwork. They've got an exhibition coming up in the near future, just unfortunately before the Christmas with all the snow it had to be postponed, but that's coming up imminently. But there's quite a large group, and it's all with our members and social members that come along and do a little bit of watercolours and all sorts, and pencil drawings, all sorts of art. Yeah.
I did belong to an art club many, many years ago, and I know how much that can help. Do you have like an instructor, or do they just come along and all have a go and help each other?
I think they all go along and help each other at the moment.
Brilliant.
Yeah, there is the opportunity to have a tutor, I'm sure, but
yeah,
at the moment they're all, yeah.
So does it cost a lot to be a member of your bowls club?
If you put that on the scale between leisure groups of gyms and golf and etc., it's a very, very, very reasonable
sport
to play. If you buy a set of bowls, that's your major outlay. The rest of it is a nominal amount to play each time and a small membership fee. Oh. And for any new members that want to come along and come and join, they do their tasters and then they can join for a very reduced rate.
So if I come along, you'll give me a trial session.
I'll give you a deal.
Oh, wow, that sounds really good to me. You got a few experienced coaches as well to sort of help me along?
Yeah, we've got a number of very experienced coaches. So, again, if you come along and you join, you'll need a little bit of guidance of where to aim the bowl, etc. And there's a whole group of people that are more than willing to come along and help you and fit in with you and your time scales and everything.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Carol. Sue, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
You've got a dining room. Now, if I wanted to have a party or something, could that be hired out?
Yeah, we've got the facility to accommodate approximately 70 people to come in and hire it for meetings or, anything really. We're reasonably cost-effective, comparable with local halls, you know, church halls and various stuff like that. We're pretty accommodating, and if you come and ask what you're wanting to do, the manageress will either refer you on to me for guidance or say yes, the day is free, the room is yours.
Is there a best time of day to come along if you are a beginner?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. The mornings are the best time to be in contact with the club. Everybody is a volunteer at the club except the lady that does the cleaning and the very important lady that's doing our manageress. And she's there from 8:30 in the morning until 1 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock every day.
Oh, wow.
Monday to Friday.
Worth her weight in gold, then, is she?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Brilliant.
Yes, yes.
And I believe on TV they're doing bowls at the moment. What's that all about?
If anybody wants to watch just to see how it's done and what they can aspire to, because on the telly it's World Bowls and it's the World Championships. So it'll be very, very good bowling on BBC Two most afternoons now for the next week or 10 days.
Excellent. Yeah. Sounds like something I'd like to get into. So I may be giving you a call very soon. I'm going to say a very big thank you to the two ladies here from the Royal Tunbridge Wells District Indoor Bowls Club, better known as the Royals. It's a lot easier on the tongue, isn't it? Easy. Yeah, from the Royals, we have Carol Turvey and, of course, Sue McClintock. Thank you very much, ladies. Lovely having you here. And thank you for coming and telling us all about this wonderful sport.
No, thank you. Thank you very much for listening too. Thank you.
And I hope we can get you back at some point as well.
Hope so.
Do this all again.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
That's Sue and Carol from the Royals.